Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. I am your host, Bilal Masalik Bynum, and we are the New Africa Business Association of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And again, this is the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masalik Bynum. And on tonight's show, we're having the have an open mic. So if you have a business and you like to come on and discuss your business, identify your business, let us know who you are. That's what our program is about tonight, is network marketing and business identification. So we're going to be back with tonight's show in just a second. We'll open up the show. We'll give some folks a moment to call in. So we'll go to a brief break, and we'll be right back for tonight's show. Association, and New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Tonight, we're having open mic. We are going to identify businesses in our community. So, especially if you're an African-American business, we certainly would like to hear from you, hear about you, your business, and how we can contact you and hopefully be able to do business with you. Again, the New Africa Business Association was started by the Imam Lay, our late lady Imam W.D. Muhammad, in 2005. He started, he moved us from the Muslims Business Association to the New Africa Business Association. So therefore, if you have New Africa Business Associations operating throughout the United States, again, here in Washington, D.C., we are the representatives of the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C. But again, we have participants of New Africa Business Association associations all over the country. Each state is independently incorporated. So each state is independently operating on its own, on independence of a business. And once a year, as business operators, we all get together and we come together as a national organization. And then, well, we will come together. And of course, our national organization is the National Muslims Business Council. And of course, our headquarters there is Raleigh, North Carolina. And you'll be hearing much more from the National Business Association, especially after this pandemic is over with, as to where we would get together nationally. We'll get together, all locals will come together nationally, and we'll discuss, and we will discuss our local and our national businesses. So again, the New Africa Business Association, our purpose is to identify businesses in our communities. And once we identify these businesses, we try to network with each other, and we do that. One of the ways we're doing it, as a matter of fact, that's what we're doing right now. Excuse me. That's what this network, this program is all about, is network marketing and business identification. So again, if you have a business, New Africa Business Association, Blog Radio is inviting you to come on and to identify your business so we can know businesses in our communities where we can hopefully do business and conduct businesses with each other. And of course, the purpose for that is to keep the power of our dollar, of our economics and our dollar bills, to keep that power in our own community. Here in the United States, economics is what is the power. So again, as a African Americans, we come across, or we produce a lot of monies, but those monies are consumed outside of our communities. And that's what the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, as you know, we did merge. We look like we're doing a merger with Black Wall Street. And the more you know about those two organizations, you would know how successful businesses have been done in this country as far as Black Americans are achievements. But of course, we know that there's been some because of racism, and seems like a lot of this racism comes from simple envy, because some folks are just very envious of our success, and they don't want to see us succeed. I think they an envy, whatever caused envy. Whatever you're jealous of what, whatever causes that is reason enough. I study because I don't know the reasons for wanting to be envious of a person because they the color of their skin is different from yours, and they're doing a better than you. It's inconceivable to me, but I feel that's the kind of racism is inconceivable. So I have no explanation for it, but I'm not going to waste my time dealing with something so negative. But that negative situation has been holding us back in its head because racism gets into politics. And, of course, we know the problems that it caused. But anyway, that's been the success of the African-American business in the past has been, I would say, a phenomenal success because they've been very successful. Black Wall Street, you go back to look at about the time that the Black Wall Street movement started, and that was by everyone in our communities, regardless if you was a Christian or Muslims. But my point is that you see the movement of organizations like the old Black Wall Street, and at the same time, you had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad during that time coming into a power. And, of course, during the time of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when we pray to the Almighty God, rewards him with paradise, forgives his sins. But during his time, we had more businesses in the United States, and I'm saying throughout the entire country, we had more businesses at that time than any time in our history. So so those organizations, the Black Wall Street and the Nation of Islam, their timing started about the same time, and their success today, we can still feel the success of those two organizations, especially what we today call the today we're called the New Africa Business Association, but it started all out with our leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and leading right on up to his son taking over as to where he started the American Muslims Business Association, and of course in 1995 is when the Imam started our business association. The Muslims Business Association. And in 2005, he renamed us the New Africa Business Association. And so, again, you will find these business associations all over the country, and all of them are doing basically what I am doing right here in Washington, D.C. right now, and that is network marketing and identifying businesses in our communities. We want to do that so that African Americans can do business, network, and do business with each other. It's very important, I think, that we start business associations and start a networking in the sense that I think that we're doing. And the reason that I see that is so important is because, number one, we are huge consumers, and we've been consumers for a long time. And saying that to say we're not really used to being in business for ourselves. Therefore, we're not used to being in business, period. Saying that to say that when it comes to identifying businesses in our communities, we're not even really considered, because you don't consider African Americans to really be in business, because we turn that over, look like to someone else. We just buy from them, but we sell nothing. So being huge consumers when it comes to a business and the practices of business, we're not we're drowning it out because there are so many others in other communities that's been in business for so long. And like I said, when it comes to an African-American business, even we as African-Americans very seldom consider our own kind to do business with, because we're just not used to annoying too many African-Americans who are in business, simply because we just don't have that many entrepreneurs. So again, I say that, not only I say, but I think if you look at the statistics, you'll see that African-Americans are consumer spending is huge. In 2019, it was reported that our consumer spending was more than $1.3 trillion. So, and that's a consumer spending. You're not talking about taxational spending. And then you're not talking about, I suppose, what you call dirty money that may not always be reported. But again, when it comes to the dollar bill float through our communities, a lot of that money comes into our communities, and a huge amount of it simply goes out of our communities. You look at our charitable contributions, the monies that go into our churches and our consumer spendings, and like I said, the spendings that are the monies that float through our communities. It comes through the communities, but it just continues to just float right out of the communities. It does not stay, and I think one of the reasons why we cannot circulate monies in our communities, circulate it where? Once we get paid, it goes in our pockets, and we got to put it somewhere, so it's going to go in somebody's banks. We don't have our own banks. We don't have our own credit unions. So it takes away, the circulation takes away right there. But again, where are we going to keep the dollar bill in our communities if we don't have goods and services to do with each other? You know, I was, when I started thinking about a business person, we always look for the success. What you would call a professional business person, someone that, you might be thinking about, I'm going to do so well until one day I might even go public or something like that. But no, I was over the weekend, it came to me. As a matter of fact, I had to use the services myself. I needed a trash remover. I had a bunch of trash in my yard that I had consumed for a number of years, and a lot of it was too big for the bulk trash to come get, so I just needed some years of cleaning up. And then I took and called a brother who had a trash truck, and he came out, him and his son, and they moved the debris and stuff that I wanted out of the yard. It took them about an hour and a half. But again, I was the charge was about $300, and I was glad to pay it. But like I was thinking, I said, my goodness, here's a person who is in business, trash, picking up trash and taking it away out of one's yard. And he got to me about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and for about an hour and a half work, he had made $300. Suppose that I set up a clientele. I was in that business. And I took and set up a clientele 5 days a week, and I want at least 3 clients a day. And I'm looking at a minimum of $300 or more from each client. Now, again, compare that type of income to a salary. In 1 hour, this trash person was able to come and pick up my trash, make $300 in an hour and a half, compared to working 10 hours or 8 hours for somebody for $10 or $12 or $15 and working 40 hours a week. That is a perfect example as to why we all have a talent. We all have a skill. And so again, there is nothing. I was very proud, and I shook hands with that brother that owned that trash a company. I even give him my information and ask him to come on the radio station, because all business folks, business period in the African-American community is worth it. Open a business in our communities, and whether you're the trash guy or whether you're the an engineer, a financial planner, regardless as to what mathematicians, regardless as to what your title might be, we all have a skill, and that skill is worth monies. And so this is why a network marketing and identified with each other. Come on into the radio stations like the New Africa Business Association operating here in the Washington metropolitan areas. But like I said, we have business associations operating all over this country to do just what we're talking about now. What is your skills, and how can those skills be identified as to where, as we as African-Americans can call and have you to come out and do business with us, whether it's a professional business or whether it, I keep saying professional business, any kind of business to me, if it's making a living for you, it's a professional business. But whether it's a business where you're giving a services, or whether it's a business where you are selling goods, either one, these businesses are needed in the African-American communities. Like I said, we're having open mic this evening. I am generalizing. I will continue to generalize. I see where we do have several few. Our participants are calling in. We're going to go back again, and we're going to let one of our sponsors hopefully make a few dollars for sponsoring this radio station. And we'll be right back as to where we'll take your comments, and hopefully you'll be able to introduce your business. I'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back to tonight's show again. I am going to open up our mics, and we're going to speak to let our business folks or our guests call in. But first, I want to acknowledge my co-worker, Brother Aziz. Are you with us?
Yes, Brother Bradham. Assalamu alaikum and greetings.
Alaikum salam, Brother Aziz. How you doing this evening?
Alhamdulillah. I was going to tell you, we might have a problem. I kept getting bounced back off every time I call in, and I don't know if that's a technical problem or was something wrong with my phone or something, but yeah, every time I bounced back, it would say the line was busy. But you know, I'm on now, and thankful, you know, for doing that. And I just been listening to you talk about the need for business networking and identifying, you know, the businesses, whatever they are, because if it's a business, it's a need in our community for it. And, you know, we would love to hear more participants in this show, wherever they are in America, to call in and let us know about your business, because whether we're traveling or living where your business may be, at least you're letting it be known that you're in business, as well as, you know, being able to let other people that's in business also know about you too. So, you know, that's a continued outstanding approach, Brother Bilal, that you were talking about, and we hope that we can get more participants in this.
All right, Brother Aziz, thank you for your comments. As far as any technical problems, I'm hoping that we're not having any. I don't see anything here in the studio.
You sound very clear.
I'm sorry, I said it again.
You're very clear tonight, very clear, brother.
Yes, like I said, so again, if we're having problems, I do see where we're having, I do have calls on, but if we're having technical problems,
it might have been just me, Brother Bilal, because if you're not having any more problems, it's probably my service on my phone too, you know.
Well, we'll see. We'll continue our broadcast for the evening. Like I said, our board tonight is lit up as they normally, because maybe there is something to be concerned about. But if we'll go ahead into the evening, and hopefully our participants will be able to call in.
Absolutely.
That's about the only power I have here, is just hope that all that are trying, and since we said that, let's go ahead and give the information. Brother Aziz, I guess you can do that. Information is where they can call in and participate with us and use the internet if they need to.
Yes, definitely. For those that are listening or either on the internet, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., Blog Talk radio show is ongoing, and it's from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And your host is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. The call in number for that show is 657-383-1372, and that is 657-383-1372. And for the participants on the internet, it's http://nabassc-url. And that's http://blogtalkradio.com, nabassc-url. And if you'd like to contact us in our email, it's newafricaba. That's newafricaba, all lowercase letters, at gmail.com. newafricaba@gmail.com. And for those that would like to go on our website and look at the different businesses that do support us and the items that businesses have for sale on our website, that is the New Africa Business ASSOC.com, and that's New Africa Business ASSOC.com. And you can also reach us at NABASSOC@gmail.com, and that's NABASSOC@gmail.com. And back to you, my brother Bynum.
Okay, we're going to open our mics up this evening, and we have a few callers, like Brother Aziz said. We don't know if we have any technical problems with folks are being dropped, but those of you that are on, the mics are open. Any comments you'd like to make, we welcome your comments. All right, Brother Aziz, we'll continue, and whenever anyone come on and wish to identify their businesses, we'll get back with them, and hopefully they will identify their businesses and let us know who they are. But getting back to our conversation this evening, the talents that we have in our community, and getting to know those talents and how to use those talents. Brother Aziz, I was talking and using one that I was impressed with, is, like I said, a trash man, a young trash man, and I'm his son, came by over the weekend, and I was thinking about the money that this this couple, this father and son can make trash remover business. And I was very impressed with the way that they did business with me, and not only me, but how they had schedules. Like the man said, he had after he saw me, he had two more to do that day. But I'm thinking that here's a man who's doing trash removers from your yards and whatever, your business or whatever, and the type of monies that he's making compared to being in a salary job. And that's the talent that we're looking to bring out in our communities. Some of these gifts and talents that we have in our communities, especially when it comes to our young males, is that they may not be able to, there are certain talents that they may have, but they may not be able to finance themselves as to where they can see about incorporating their talents or using their talents for some sort of business venture. Sad that to say that those of us that can see that there is talent in those in our communities, why not invest into those talents, become vested with that person? And, in other words, this person has the talent to do the job, but they don't have the finance to get started. So, there's opportunities in our communities, and there's talent in our communities that we need to invest into, whether you're family, friends, or groups, or what have you. But that's what I mean about becoming invested in each other. It's worth that. Because, in other words, by becoming invested in each other, now you can pool your funds together and operate, get into business and have money to operate at a much quicker pace than one who's trying to go by going into business all by themselves because of the expenses and the time that it normally takes one to get prepared. A group could do it very quickly. So a group investments, getting identified talent in our communities and investing in that talent is something that I encourage, and we should all encourage. And not only do I encourage, and we all are encouraging it, but you live in America. Investments and group investments, community investments, all types of investments. Well, this is what makes up America. America is made up of investors. Now investors from all over the world are now investing in our goods and trades. So again, it's no difference in our own African American communities. We need to invest in our own goods and trades. Again, our mics are open this evening. We're identifying businesses. If you have a business and wish to identify your business, talk about your business. Look, it's not costing you a dime to say my business is such and such, and you can come out and do business with me. We're not charging you a dime this evening. So, again, it's a business identification. We want to know who you are, and we'd like to do business with you. So our mics are open. Call other business folks. Let them know that this opportunity is here. And we will be continuing this opportunity for another 35 minutes. So, yes, Brother Aziz, and another thing I want to put some emphasis on is the way we do business. Brothers and sisters, you know, we start thinking that we need to always go into a store, a shopping center, or something like that where the overhead or the cost is quite high to even start your business. You know, from traveling on many parts of the world, and Brother Aziz, you know this also, but from traveling many parts of the world, in every community, I don't care, you can go to Dubai, right today, one of the richest cities in the world, and you know what you're going to find? You're going to find vendors. You're going to find folks with their tents and their supplies right out on the streets vendoring their products along with the persons inside their wonderful stores. But all of them have their places to do business in our communities, whether you're in the beautiful shopping centers or whether you're in the vending shopping centers. So and what I'm suggesting, African-Americans, I don't know. If you go into an African, when is the last time you went into an African-American community and you saw vending? You saw where African-Americans had tents up in on their own properties, selling, especially in rural areas, where you can grow a lot of produce. But when is the last, when do you see that? When do you go to a downtown Baltimore, a downtown Washington, D.C., and see African-Americans with their vending and selling any product? I mean, you name the items. Like I said, when it comes to vending, you go anywhere in the world and there's nothing that you cannot buy vending. I don't care what it is. I mean, most folks, when it comes to their produce, as far as the foods, the market, the shopping center, it is done right there in the marketplace, they call it. In the marketplace, you have all kinds of vendors out there selling their goods and their services. Why is it that we can't do the same? We don't have to go into these expensive places, paying this overhead. No, only thing we have to do is start businesses right in our own communities. And like I said, if you're talking about a produce, then put it out. Put it out there. Well, I mean, a product, a produce, that's tangible. We can feel it. We can see it. We can taste it. Put it out there and let us see it. I mean, the intangible now of services, you may have to do some signs and do a little bit more convincing your services. But I'm saying product, all the thing I've got to do is see it. So, again, if you're vending, if you're a business person, there's nothing wrong with starting. Matter of fact, by starting vending in your own community, that's what's going to grow your own communities from a tent to a building. So again, I think that's something else that we look to start at the top. But remember, that person that started at the top started at the bottom, and many of them started at the bottom 50 or 100 years ago. And I'm talking about some of these folks that call themselves Sears and Roebuck. They go way back there, but years ago. But you know what? They started out vending. They started out coming to our parents' house when we was babies, knocking on the doors, and they had the produce and goods in the trunk of their cars. But then that opened, and what did they do? Next thing you saw, great big old white Sears and Roebuck buildings all over the country. But the success started, and most of the success of all the businesses that have started right from the selling their goods and services the milkman. Remember the milkman bringing milk to your door?
And
this pandemic, I mean, again, there is business to be done in our communities. But again, we have to start doing businesses in our communities and have to start doing it for ourselves. Brother Aziz, again, the mics are open. I am going to keep them open. Any comments anyone wish to make, if you'd like to come in and identify your business, or you'd like to make any comments from tonight's suggestions, the mics are open. I welcome your comments.
I'd like to, Brother Lyle, I'd like to say that we discussed some weeks prior to this about African Americans having opportunities to see that there's opportunity in this coronavirus for business, as opposed to a number of businesses closing down And I happen to be looking at some different information on the internet as well as Facebook and that. And I see, for one person I know, a brother, Waqil Abdullah. He was a member of Masjid Muhammad. And his daughter, Jasmine, I saw on the internet, was making these personal protection masks. And I've seen a number of African-Americans now getting into making these personal protection masks for going out, and they've gotten real fancy with them, you know, all types of designs, African eccentric designs on these masks and everything. And it looks like it's a business that's taken off for, you know, a number of sisters and that's sewing, and that's you know, taking advantage of that opportunity. And I thought that was real crafty for them to come on out and see how the regular ones on the market are being sold, and what you could make yourself, as well as the ones that they're making out of cloth. You can put some an insert in the middle of it to added protection there, and a napkin or a towel in between there. And this is better than buying the paper ones, because you can wash your mask off and, you know, continue to reuse and reuse it. So I thought, you know, that was one of the opportunities that I see African-Americans taking advantage of as a business since this coronavirus has taken place. But, you know, there's other opportunities out there, too, that I've seen another group of people also selling not only these personal protection masks, but they also have personal protection clothing that's made out of really paper. And you put them on wherever you go, you think it's a lot of it might be some virus floating around, and there's nothing in your clothes whenever you get home, and that you can take that stuff off and that. So it's all kind of stuff that we never thought that we'd be using before that's out there now, opportunities that's out there now. So I wanted to, you know, add that in, that I saw a number of people, African-Americans, making personal protection masks that are right on point for this time.
You know, Brother Aziz, and I agree with you 100%. I think, and you know, you and I have been doing these business radio broadcasts for the New Africa Business Association. That this is going on over 3 years. We've been coming on talking about business,
yes,
and business promotion. But one of the things that the subject you're talking about now, you know, I have also noticed that during this pandemic, and I guess it's because more folks are at home, and so the focus are more or less on those who are at home. But look like during this pandemic, I am finding that there are more African Americans, and especially our females, that look like are finding ways to do business, and many of them look like are discovering success for the first time, because they do have the time to concentrate on doing something for themselves, because, again, they don't have the opportunities of salary income. So many of them are going out and try to do for self, and they're finding that there's a lot of success, and many of them are being very successful in doing business. So, yes, I am also seeing an uptrend in business growth in our communities, and that's what I mean about having business organizations, having African American organizations, as to where you can identify these African American businesses. Because look, we want to do business with our communities.
Yeah.
We want $1.3 trillion. Coming back in our communities. Can you imagine if we took our consumer spending, and that consumer spending was done right back in our own communities? I'm saying not only as local communities, but as a complete nation, a complete country, and that type of money was put back in our communities. Do you realize how many millionaires that would be from just a 1 year's consumers spendings coming back to us? So whatever, that's what I mean about it pays to invest in the talent in our communities, because you could have those in our communities that are extremely talented, but they don't have the finance to finance their talent. So those of us who can see that this is valuable talent, it's worth becoming invested with that person and becoming having a vested interest and growing economically together. And we have business experts right here in the New Africa Business Association that can incorporate you and help have all of this to come true. So that's why we ask that you join the New Africa Business Association, become a member, and let's network and do business and identify businesses all over the country together. So again, our mics are still open. We have a callers out there. I am going to give the callers a chance again to identify their business or to comment on any business comments, or if you have a political comment, please make the political comments short. But any of business comments, we welcome your business comments, and we welcome your comments here. The mics are open. All right, Brother Aziz, our audience is not the topic of this evening, but again, we will continue. We'll let our audience know that our mics are going to continue to be open. Any comments that you want to make, Brother Aziz? We got about 10 or 15 more minutes before closing.
Yes, one of the things is, yes, the reality of us doing business with one another and continuing to do business with one another, and it could change us our whole economic situation as a people in that. But one of the biggest challenges that we have in having doing business with blacks and buying blacks is, not only do we have the brothers and sisters, professional, non-professional, whatever the business is that they have, you know, they're in business trying to work and be successful, but we have a mindset out there, a mentality that we have to deal with too, and we have to somehow be able to help develop that mentality to the point to where it's not a self-accusing mentality. It's a mentality that wants to do for self and help self. And that means helping other African-Americans as we had it back in the times before we were, you know, civil rights was passed and all that, when we had segregated schools and our little stores that we did have in the community that everybody went there and bought from. It's the mindset that we've got to work with, because as soon as we were able to go out and spend our money wherever we wanted to do, the black business people, they suffered. The only ones that didn't suffer was the beauticians and the barbers. And other than that, everybody else in the community suffered. Whatever your trade was, the farmers, everyone. So it's a mindset that the African Americans have to work on and come to the point to where, in, man, it's like, it's the best thing we can ever do is support our own businesses. Look where we'll be going. Look where what we have in that, especially when we're so powerful in other places. If it wasn't for African Americans, other people here in America wouldn't be able to prosper or exist. It's us that is the backbone and the economy of others. And once we realize that, if we just put that economy back into ourselves and do business with one another, it'll change. But that's the mindset we're working on. I believe most of all, Brother Bilal, is convincing or encouraging African Americans to do business with their own kind. Actually go look out and find out. If you can find an African American business, whether they are bonded or licensed or whatever it is that's going to make them a qualified business, and you can find them, do business with them. Give them a chance. And if they don't do good, go find another one. It's not one of these things where, oh, I ain't going to do no business with no blacks no more. They ain't no good and this and that. We have to change that mentality, Brother Lyle. And I don't know how we can encourage it, but we can keep working on it, doing what we're doing now. But, you know, we've got to reach the masses. It's got to be an effort to reach the masses to want to take their dollars and turn them back in and do business with blacks. Well, you know, the main places where we do a lot of eating and, you know, support these businesses as well as joining together, as you say, and as a group and start a business or support or help a business, someone that want to go into business get started. All of these things, you know, is working on that concern or that way we think about doing business with one another. And we got to keep encouraging our folks to African Americans to do business with one another. And that's one of our goals besides networking and marketing.
Well, Brother Aziz, that's what the New African Business Association is all about, is identifying your businesses, having you to come on and talk about your own business. And you're absolutely right, because when it comes to knowing an African-American business owner, that's what I was saying earlier. We're just about drowning it out because there are so many businesses in front of us. And they've been there for a long time. Our communities is not used to us being really in business. Therefore, our own communities, and I myself could be guilty of this. When I need goods and services, I may not necessarily be looking for an African-American business because I'm not used to an African-American business as being able to give me the goods and services that I am accustomed to. So, again, this is what I mean about, we know that African-Americans, whatever goods and services that are out here, we participate. And, yes, as business owners, though, we are even in business. But you may not know who we are. So I am saying, in order to come out of the darkness into the light of business, we have to present that light ourselves. Because, again, we've been... We're small when it comes to the business. We're large as consumer spenders, but we're small as business owners, and we've been small for a long time to the point now where you may not be able to see us. So we have to make ourselves known by becoming business organizations, and not only here in Washington, D.C., but this is a movement that has to go on all over the country. The same way you see African-Americans out there marching, that's the same way they have to take on business here in the United States. We are an economical country. Business and your dollars is what's going to make you the type of American that you wish to be, because it's all about capitalism. And if you ain't a part of that capital, believe me, there's always going to be somebody that is going to make life a little difficult for you, because again, money is what rules this country. And so again, I would say, as African Americans, we have the capital, but we don't have the organization, the business organization, to keep that capital in our community. We have the business knowledge. We have the business. We have the business everything. We just need to now become a local and a national business organization, and we have to network with each other and find out who is in business so we can do business with each other. So, again, I welcome everybody's comments this evening. We have about 5 more minutes. We still have a few business folks who are connected with us. I hope there was no difficulties in folks calling in this evening. But those of you who are with us, the mics are open, and we're here to identify your business. Okay, we were quiet evening this evening, Brother Aziz. It must be the holidays that's got folks on the move, but like I said, we have callers on the phone. We welcome our listeners, and hopefully our business message is in a grill, but with someone out there. But I can tell you, as a business owner, I've been in business ever since graduating from college. I've been in business as a licensed financial planner, and I can tell you, yes, I thank Almighty God, because again, yes, I think if it wasn't for business, I don't think I would have been able to live the mode of living that I have been blessed to live in today, and that's because I wasn't under that low income, that low salary income, didn't hold me back from doing some of the things that myself and my family would like to do. So, as a business person, I know that a business is what would bring about independence to our communities. But for those of you who again, I was listening to our program last week, and we were talking about educators, and many of our those of who go, and again, I want my degree in such and such. But many of these programs that we're getting these degrees in, when you come out, the salaries are lower than what McDonald's pay. So again, it's all about economics, and so. And remember, when you go out and get yourself a degree in any type of field, that field is worth money. You can turn it into business. Everything has something to do with business. So network marketing and business identification. We've got about two or three more minutes. If we have any business folks out there who would like to identify themselves, and, of course, those who would like to become members, the mics are open. And then Brother Aziz, you can close us out by telling us how they can associate with New Africa Business Association or become members. So the mics are open to any of our listeners. You're welcome. Your comments are welcome. Okay, then, Brother Aziz, I'm going to turn it over to you. We got about 3 minutes before closeout time.
Okay, and for those out there that may be listening or on the internet, we want you to know that the New Africa Business Association is an ongoing internet and blog talk radio show. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your hosts is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and Abdul Aziz Shaheed. In order to be a part of this, we have a call-in number, which is 657-383-1372. And that's 657-383-1372. And for those that want to participate on the internet, it's http://blogtalkradio.com. NABASSCURL. Those that would like to send us some letters or want to talk with us, we have email at newafricaba@gmail.com. That's newafricaba@gmail.com or NABASSOC@gmail.com. That's NABASSOC@gmail.com. And to view our shop, or our site where we have different businesses that are displaying their wares that are for good, the for sale, that is the New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. Our web address is New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. And back to you, Brother Bilal, for the last minute or less than that we have.
All right. And again, we, as always, we'd like to say thanks to all of our listeners. We will give you a chance to identify your business or talk about whatever subject we will be talking about next Wednesday at the same time. So until then, I am saying good evening.